When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Weather for the final Firehouse Tour of 2024. We are in Choppy's Hood. It is Roanoke Fire Station, number 1, 201 Fairway Drive. We got a Tolo ticket giveaway during the Commercial Free Expressway. Eric Chiafalo wants to stop by for about an hour, so you can time out your visit here with Chio at 7:40. John McClain will preview the Houston Texans, the absolute legend and Hall of Fame voter, at 7:20. I just went back here to get a shot of coffee in the back, and man, they these firehouses are living good.
Yeah,
they are living
fantastic.
Good. Got a flat top back there, Wolf stove, and I was like, "Is that a margarita machine?" I was quickly corrected. It's a slushy machine. Those things are expensive.
Yeah, could you imagine just pounding margaritas?
That thing's badass back there. Where did you get this? I've never seen this. Sean and RJ, little keychain thing?
I gave one. We got it at the firehouse you were not at. I put two in front of Bobby, and he never gave you one.
Wow. All right. Awesome from Bobby.
Oh, Ruben has it.
Oh, you can. Well, no.
No, he has your one. Your extra.
Oh, he has mine. Awesome. I haven't seen Ruben since then. Not one time. But I have multiple times. RJ and Bobby in the bathrobes from last night with the sleepover. How are the effects of the drinking and the late night?
I'm fine. I'm professional though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm professional. Bobby an amateur, as they would say in the golf world.
We've unleashed Bobby with the wireless for you can hear the buzz out here with all the Tolos. So let's go ahead and put you on the mic. It's a Ask Us Anything.
Yes.
With Bobby Belt with the Tolos. Let's go ahead.
I'm here. Thanks for turning my mic on over there, Raymond. Appreciate you.
Raymond.
All right.
RJ drives better.
Hey, this is you over here, Ruben. So, all right. We are out here with the Tolos. We're going to make a quick round across and get everybody's name and where they're from. So hit me with what's your name? Where are you from?
Tate Skaggs from Fort Worth.
Tate from Fort Worth.
Jeff from Roanoke.
Yeah.
Carl from Haltom City.
Colin from McKinney.
You know, the
Kimberly from Justin.
You're supposed to, you know, ask them if they have a question.
I'm going to ask them anything. I'm going through the, you told me to do roll call
and
first.
Then question versus like.
Come out here with that big parka. Walk her out with the bike, Sean.
Got an attitude. Roanoke.
Sorry, what was that?
Andrew Roanoke.
Andrew Roanoke. We got a big Roanoke present.
Kelvin Roanoke.
Wow, boy, shocking.
It's all local.
Yeah, we're real.
Shocking, Chase, they have a big Roanoke presence.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, and then two more over here. Hoping I don't get feedback.
Cardio J, Mansfield.
Cardio J.
Jason from Rowlett.
Okay, so I do know we have an Ask Me Anything question, at least one. If you have your uncomfortable questions ready for Sean that he has to answer.
And RJ, and Bobby.
Yeah, load them up. So let's start over here. What do you got for us?
It's Jeff again. Hey, Sean, I wanted to ask, if you were a billion-dollar business owner that claimed to make every single decision for his organization, do you think that you would misspell legendary head coaches' names on your video board presentation?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Oh, man.
How's that meeting happen the morning after?
That's a great question.
Because that was probably some 23-year-old, right?
Yeah, it was a social media intern that Jerry has no idea even works for the organization.
Yeah. Like, that really isn't Jerry's fault.
Everything funnels up, right? Everything will get blamed on him.
Because we knew that we were boys with the great Roger Emmerich, the former PA voice. Rest in peace, Roger Emmerich. But I wonder who else, like, do those video coordinator people also, you know, DJ Eric, we knew him. Yeah. So we knew the sound guy. We knew the voice. Is the video board person also Shippy? I don't know if he's doing stuff out there now. Is the video board person in that same room as the PA voice?
Yeah, I think there is the giant control room. They're all in there.
Yeah.
Right? But there's 20 people in there all doing a different job.
Yeah, Jerry did not get Tom laundry handed to him before they put it up on the video board. So I think for that one, he catches the stray bullet, but that wasn't Jerry's fault.
Wild guess. Jerry doesn't even know where that room is.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't know. If you ask Jerry, can you find the public address room for me? He has no idea where it is.
Bobby.
I have no idea where that room would be either. So
you really don't?
No, I really don't know where that room is.
It's right
next to it's on the same level.
It's like two down from Brad.
Oh, okay. See, I had no idea that's where it was. All right, I believe you had a question for us. Okay, hit us.
Yeah, it's Carl. Have you ever noticed sometimes on NFL games that they never show the full body of a football player, especially on the games with white pants?
Oh, is this a
what are we
Detroit
getting at?
Lions?
He's getting at that. There was a player who maybe pooped himself the other day.
Yeah, the Lions player.
There's a little bit extra going on down there. And they nice, you know, you've never seen white pants during a football game. The fact they never zoom in on a player, it's always like this shot going on.
I guarantee you he's noticed it.
Are you related to RJ?
I try to notice a good bulge if I can. I try to notice.
Yeah, last night we got a 2-for-1. That's all I got to say, you know.
Just coming our
own. Both teams had white pants.
Last night?
I didn't notice that.
Well, you were drunk.
Well, that's fair.
Yes. Get the mic away from him. Good questions.
By the way, how does that not happen? Because the Lions player definitely did. Definitely pooped himself.
He said it was Gatorade.
Yeah.
And they're like,
Gatorade.
What brownish green Gatorade are you guys coming up with?
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. I will say that a lot of times they do. I know in NFL uniform stuff, they do try to go with certain colors because they're worried about tints on TV. That's what happened with the Cowboys pants. The Cowboys pants are the color there because they're worried about.
But
why is it
just football? Because you can't go to the bathroom like no other sport are we talking about. The brown backside of pants.
There was a player in Major League Baseball who ran off the field. He got done. They were in the field, and he runs back into the dugout and says, "I pooped myself." And he did.
Who was the Ranger diarrhea clip?
That was Chan Ho Park, right?
How'd it sound?
He's a diarrhea.
Yeah. Johnny bailed on that impression. He knew today's time.
He's not that emboldened yet.
He bailed on that impression. I wanted to see if you were going to do it.
It was 72 more days or whatever it is, Bobby. whatever it is.
AMA with the Tolos out here in Roanoke for everyone who showed up.
So, real quick, I was just going to say, we got to get y'all to come up to McKinney at some point, but I'm just curious, you got three teams in the Metroplex with legitimate championship aspirations in the Rangers, the Mavs, and the Stars. So why are the Cowboys always getting the talk of the town?
Great question. Number one, football is the first, second, and third most important sport. Bobby, why don't you go ahead and answer this one?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like, a lot of times when they're struggling, there's more engagement on the Cowboys than we get when even they're winning.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of misery loves company, like we've talked about before, and when things are going sideways, people feel like they want to vent and they want to talk about it. And as much as people can say, I'm tired, they haven't won anything, and that's obviously a fair point.
Yeah.
The bigger issue is that's still what everybody wants to talk about is football at the end of the day, generally.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest about it. We go where the numbers take us. Like my man back here with the white shirt, he held up the money sign. I mean, that's what it is.
That's it.
If the Dallas Stars tripled everyone else in ratings, then we would all have our own hockey podcast like Spittle.
Right.
I even talked about this a couple months ago. I'm like, Bobby, like, are we force-feeding this Cowboy topic? Bobby sends me the top 10 fan YouTube results, and 9 of the 10 were the Cowboys. So talking about Awesome Richards usually wins out more so than talking about the Rangers or Mavericks offseason target.
And I think the other one of the 10 wasn't even a sports topic. It was something fun, right? Yeah, and, you know, if it was three times the amount of viewers, that'd be one thing, but the Cowboy games get 30 times the amount of viewers of other games locally. I mean, the other NFL, the last night's NFL game,
yeah,
is going to get 10 times the amount of viewers as a Maverick or Ranger regular season game. That's just the issue.
And Jerry knows that the Cowboys are the most addictive drug. It's not the weed out here in Roanoke that Bobby was smelling.
It's not habit forming, Sean.
The Cowboys are in your veins. It's my father-in-law and my boy Jimmy are perfect examples. My father-in-law bitches and moans and complains, but he always wants. So who's going to win?
Yeah.
So who's going to win? And Jimmy, I'm going to boycott. I'm not going to take my, you know, my crowd out there for the pregame, the tailgate. He's addicted. He's a drug addict.
Yeah.
They're hooked.
And it is a drug. It is absolutely a drug.
All right, let's wrap up here with Tate. Tate, what do you got for us?
This is a question for Sean. Oh. After having two kids, is having a vasectomy worth it?
Yes. Where's Chiafalo? You know how many women are like, can you tell my husband? Can you go ahead? Now, when Chiafalo gave me the advice, RJ kind of hesitated. I was like, he's like, what hospital are you going to? And I'm like, I'm not. It's kind of like a drive-by, 20 minutes in and out. And RJ's like, okay, you're like supposed to be going to a hospital? It was no more than 30 minutes. The worst part was feeling like you got kicked in the balls, like, for a day. That's not the greatest feeling. But if that's going to prevent the surprise, then it's well worth it. I would probably say, like, week and a half, no, like, little feeling here and there afterwards, and do it.
Do you have to go into a cup in the middle of the day
misnomer
test?
Myth.
Really?
Yep.
You're just done?
They'll do a follow-up maybe like in like, because I think you're not full proof for 3 months.
Oh.
So they'll have you like maybe send a sample to make sure you're not active.
Right.
You're inactive.
Yeah.
You know, like Kyrie last night. But then after that, it was much easier than I thought. You're not going to smell the burn. Choppy made me think it was a forest fire.
Yeah, the burn.
That they're going to light you up right there. You're going to start smelling it. No, that is not the case. Chiafalo was dead on right.
How has the plumbing been since? Does everything feel like it's operating normally?
Are there children out here?
We're talking in vague enough terms. Yes. I said plumbing.
Talk about plumbing.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So it's not like it's not like Choppy's downstairs toilet, which he told me yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, you can only go number one in there. You can't go number two. Don't flush it if you do.
Oh, Mario over here.
We got some problems. I know, right? We got some problems with that front bathroom. Okay, that's the sink was clogged. It was the drain, the AC main drain line, and then the toilet's clogged. Always,
dude. When you sent out that picture, I almost puked.
That was gross.
It was like studying. It was the same nausea as looking at Aaron Hernandez's brain getting cut open.
Yeah.
When you sent out, what is in my kid's sink? What was the deal?
I guess so. That's where my AC drain comes through, and it goes. And sometimes it goes like outside, I guess. But this one goes into the house, into the sink, and went right through that. And that pipe, I guess it's called the peat trap or whatever. That was completely clogged. I had to take three pipes off. It was crazy.
And what was in there? Braces?
So in my ex-wife's house, he would take his rubber bands from his braces.
At first I thought you were over Jana's house fixing it.
No. She's married.
Instead of you.
So he was taking his rubber bands off and putting them down the sink.
Clean the pipes.
And that got clogged up there at her house. At this is just dirt and dust. That's hardened.
Yeah.
It was gross.
I'm paranoid.
Didn't smell, though. I was stunned.
What?
No odor.
Did you, like, sniff it?
Well, I mean, you would think that it would just emanate. Punch you in the face. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, with that schnoz especially.
It was gross. It was disgusting. I thought you said he was, like, taking out his braces, rubber bands, and throwing them in.
That's what he did at his her house. So, yeah, that's disgusting.
All right, there you go. A little AMA out here in Roanoke. It's getting a little warmer.
I'm still, my nose has been running. I can't stop sniffing. I'm just, the whole time, it's like, there we go, Kleenex. Thank you so much, Ruben. I appreciate it.
Oh, you said his name. Correctly that time. Chiafalo will be out here for the junk drawer at 7:40. We're going to hook you up with a Tolo ticket giveaway. Come and get breakfast. We still have some fan beanies left over as well. And, of course, we have to preview the game on Monday. Early read, early feel on this. My early feel right now is it's going to be like a little closer than many people are picking and calling. I know Bassick was laughing at me for that.
I genuinely don't know if Dallas scores. On that. That's not even a joke. That Houston defense is terrifying, the way that it matches up with Dallas. And so I don't feel comfortable that they're going to score a touchdown at all, and I don't know how consistently they're going to get into scoring position to even kick a field goal.
Spread's now at 7.5. The over-under is 42.5.
I'm kind of liking the under. I'm with Bobby. I don't know how much Cowboys scored in this game.
Are they getting a receiver back?
The Texans, yeah, they're getting Nico Collins back this week. Yeah. But so they are going to benefit from Kamari Lassiter's probably not playing, their corner, who is in the running for Defensive Rookie of the Year, and they're probably not going to have Will Anderson off the edge.
Let's get to the preview with the absolute legend from the armpit, the great John McClain, Hall of Fame voter and Houston insider, joins us during the commercial-free expressway next here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby, 105.3 The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cowboys, Texans, Monday night, so you can have a stress-free weekend of not being upset or depressed about your favorite football team. Save it for the beginning of next week. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, as we are live here in Roanoke for the final Firehouse Tour of the year. Station number one, 201 Fairway Drive. And as soon as we see Houston on the schedule, we have to schedule this guy, the absolute legend from HoustonTexans.com, John McClain, Texans insider, joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Mr. McClain, good morning. How are you, sir?
Guys, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Are you getting some sick satisfaction out of watching this Cowboys season and this absolute circus that is louder and more comical than even years past?
No, I know it's been wild and crazy up there, but Texans got problems of their own, losing 3 out of 4. They lose to the Cowboys. Panic button will be pushed here all across this area because people have had such high hopes for the season. And so they're 6-4 for the second year in a row. And last year at this time, they'd won 3 in a row. Now they've lost 3 out of 4. So they went in different directions to get to this point.
You get a little injury? Do they get a little injury pass with these wide receivers, some of these weapons? Or no, you still think they should be better off after kind of breaking out last year, John?
Well, they're playing against a first-place schedule, which as opposed to a last-place schedule. They got the NFC North compared to the NFC South last season. But their problem is their offensive line is awful. Their interior pass protection has been pathetic. If I'm Micah Parsons, I'm lining up over the center and shooting the two gaps on every pass play because they have struggled big time. Therefore, it's affected C.J. Stroud. He's been sacked right now 34 times, second most to Caleb Williams. Last year he was sacked as a rookie only 38 times. Now he's on a pace for 58. So he hasn't had a lot of time to throw, and you can tell now he's missing throws he did not miss early in the season, and he did not miss last season.
John, are the Texans aware that they're still playing football in the second half of these games, that you're required to score points if you want to win?
If they'd be unbeaten if you could stop the games at halftime. And they had the Lions down 23-7. A friend of mine texted me, said, "You think they're going to win this?" I said, "No, they're awful in the second half. They haven't scored a second-half touchdown in five of the last six games, including four in a row." It's like, it's just amazing what happens to this franchise. Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator and play caller, who everybody loved last year. Now everybody's mad at him. And it's funny, though, last year Stroud had a receiver tag Dell wide open in the end zone. He waited too long to throw, didn't throw it hard enough, and he was intercepted at the last minute. If he'd hit that play, they'd have beaten the Lions. And so they've made just enough plays to be 6-4, lose at Green Bay and to Detroit, both on field goals with no time left. And yes, they'll get Nico Collins back, and he was outstanding before he was hurt. They've missed him five games. Running back Joe Mixon missed 2.5 games, but until Detroit, he was averaging 100 yards a game. He's got 8 touchdowns, including 7 rushing. So their running game has been good, but the passing game has been bad. And everybody thinks Nico Collins is going to be the lecture they need in the second half because he's a big play guy. But, boy, if they don't come out and play better, they're especially bad in the third quarter. Cowboys are especially bad in the third quarter. Something has got to give.
John McClain joining us here talking Houston Texans on 105 through the Fan. Okay, John, so we just laid out those circumstances. Bobby Slowick catching a lot of heat. They've had injuries with the receivers and things like that. But that aside, and this may be a difficult evaluation because of those issues, is there any feeling in Houston like C.J. Stroud has regressed?
Not at all. Everybody watches every play, knows what the problem is for him is when your pass protection, especially up the middle, and sometimes guys are beaten immediately. They made 2 changes in the line last week, and it was a little bit better. He was sacked only 4 times. Once it was his fault. But anytime you have somebody breaks free up the middle and the quarterback doesn't have time to plant his back foot, people understand it. Now, that being said, he's missed some passes because of being on the run constantly. He's not been able to drop back, plant his back foot, go through his progressions. You just don't get to do that like he did last season and early in the season. So people that have watched every game and every play understand it. But people around the country, I see national publications online talking about how he's regressed. But the problem is not C.J. Stroud. The problem is his offensive line.
John, Joe Mixon, the last 4 games that he's played, 25 carries, 25 carries, 24 carries, and 25 carries. He had 30 in the opener. Given the way that, you know, you talk about the issues protecting Stroud and some of those issues that the Texans have had and Dallas's own issues defending the run, should we expect a potentially 30-carry game for Joe Mixon on Monday?
Well, they shouldn't be giving him 30 carries all the time because he's also a really good receiver. They need to throw him the ball short passes because he's good as a runner. He's got 8 touchdowns, 7 rushing, until he went against Detroit where they stacked the box with 8 players and the Texans didn't throw the ball much because Bobby Slowick kept throwing runs with Mixon and he kept getting stuffed because the linemen, there just weren't enough people to block them. So, yeah, they're going to get Mixon a lot. I would say as a runner and receiver, he'll probably touch the ball 25 times, but Stroud told us yesterday he wants to come out and he wants to play it and he wants to throw his fastball. He doesn't want to do like he did in that end zone play where he didn't put enough mustard on it. So I would expect Mixon as a runner and a passer because really he's been their best offensive player. They got him for a 7th round pick and he's missed 2.5 games after he had an ankle injury on a hip drop tackle and he was averaging 100. The Cowboys will see a lot of Joe Mixon, and I'm guessing their defense, after what they saw the Lions do, will be similar.
John, Bobby's worried about the Cowboys even scoring against this defense. Who and what do we need to know on that side of the ball?
Their defense has been really good. D'Amico Ryan's calls the defenses, their third overall, fourth and pass defense, 11th against the run. They did a great job against Detroit's running game. Detroit came in averaging 152 yards, except for one drive in the fourth quarter, in which they had 47. They totally shut down Gibbs and Montgomery. And so I doubt the Cowboys are going to be able to run. It'll all be about Cooper Rush probably throwing when he's supposed to run, try to keep him off balance. The Cowboys need big plays on defense and special teams because their defense has been good except for a couple of games. D'Amico Ryans has got a lot of talent up front. I don't think Will Henderson Jr. will play. I don't think that the rookie corner, Kamari Lassner, has been outstanding. He's got a concussion caused by his teammate, Jimmy Ward, hitting him in the helmet. So I think that's two guys that will be out. Other than that, they have everybody healthy, and they should play a good game. I think this should be a low-scoring game, except in the first half.
John, a couple of years ago, the Texans front office, the whole organization was kind of in shambles, right? It seemed like a little bit of a dumpster fire. That seemingly changed overnight. Was it just they started winning? Is anything different in the front office and the organization as a whole?
Well, they got rid of Jack Easterby, who had taken over the organization. They had given him too much power, and they got rid of him, and it was like the sun shone through the roof at NRG Stadium, and then they hired
our stadium through the windows.
Yeah, the Texans last night were practicing at night, so they make sure the moonlight wouldn't bother them at AT&T Stadium. And once they got rid of him, Nick Caserio has total control over everything personnel-wise. He hired D'Amico Ryans, and last year, of course, they were a huge surprise after an 0-2 start. And so happy days are here again. They don't have controversies. It's just amazing. Every day for about 3 years, you go over there and wonder what is going to be the next controversy. And it's been like night and day.
You know, John, you talk about the old days and controversy. I just want to hearken you back to the Deshaun Watson days. Are you shocked and stunned that Deshaun Watson looks like he can't play anymore?
The Deshaun Watson we saw in 2020, who was outstanding, second best rating to Aaron Rodgers, led the league in passing. He was third in average per attempt. He was great.
Yeah.
And as a friend of mine who's covered the Browns a long time told me, in training camp, he looks like he forgot how to play quarterback. And I can't believe the quarterback I've seen. Of course, I couldn't believe all those civil suits either. Nobody had any idea any of that was going on. And I guess Cleveland was the first team he eliminated because he didn't want to play up there in that stadium where the wind blows all the time, because he'll never have another 4,000-yard season, and he'll never throw 35 touchdown passes again. And a lot of people, they don't want him back. You know, when you're booed and you're hurt and you're leaving the field in a cart and they're chanting, "You deserve it," you know, they shouldn't be playing for that team. I think next year they'll do him like they did here in 21, let him come to work out on his own, then go home and just stay away from the team.
John McClain joining us here on 105 through the Fan. John, you know, we always know about this Houston-Dallas City rivalry that exists. Is this a game yet that has any juice for the city of Houston? Like, do they get up for, man, we got to beat the Cowboys? Like, is there a rivalry feeling at all in that city for this one?
I've told people here, this is my 48th year of covering the NFL. I grew up Waco, diehard Cowboy fan. It was an honor to present Chuck Alley for the Hall of Fame, and so happy that it is for his family that he got in, of course, Chuck as well. But I always tell people in Dallas, they don't even acknowledge there's a Houston period until it gets to baseball season, because the football team has never even been to a championship game. We haven't had a team in the AFC championship game since the Oilers in 1979. That's the year that they beat the Cowboys on Thanksgiving at Texas Stadium with Love You Blue and Bump Phillips and Earl Campbell. That was the most popular the team had ever been here. So they haven't played. That last time, when they 18, when they played here, and Watson had a great game. It was so physical, and the Texans pulled it out. That was the, other than that first game, and the Cowboys, I don't think, cared about that first game like the Texans did back in 2002. You know, it's not a rivalry. Fans here want to beat Dallas just because it's Dallas, and I keep reminding them it's Arlington. And so it means a lot to people here, and I don't think it means squat to people up there. You guys would know. I got so many friends up there, and I'll text them, and they'll go, oh, are the Cowboys playing the Texans?
John, you mentioned the Hall of Fame. You are a Hall of Fame voter. What are the big battles this year?
Oh, gosh, we've got – they changed the bylaws this year to make it tougher. And they separated the contributors and coaches category. So you have seniors, contributors, and coaches. And you only have one nominee from contributors, one from coaches, and three seniors. Of those five who will go before our full committee of 48, only three can make it. So it would be harder for Chuck Halley to make it than it was 2 years ago. And it was a privilege to present him. And it's the first time he'd ever been a finalist. And I was so happy because Tom Landry told me multiple times that how deserving Chuck was. And it would be harder for Chuck today. And so the players, you know, the players, we voted, but we don't know who the 15 modern era finalists are yet. And once we find out who the 15 modern era finalists are, then I'd be better able to answer that question. But it's always difficult, very difficult to make those picks when we vote because there's so many deserving candidates.
Can you tell us where you have personally stood on Eli Manning and Darren Woodson?
Well, I thought Darren Woodson should be in the Hall of Fame for years. Shereen Williams and Rick Gosselin are on that committee, and they're big proponents of Woodson. And I think you got the rings, and you contributed the way he did. You need to get in, especially we've been putting a lot of safeties in there. I was so happy when Drew Pearson finally got in and Cliff Harris. And they were seniors, of course, and I was on that nine-man committee. And but as far as Eli, I think Eli, I'd be stunned if he's a first ballot. A first ballot's got to be a no-brainer. And I don't think Eli Manning's a no-brainer. So maybe he'll get in eventually. It'll be a healthy debate. I certainly expect that.
Outside of Darren, is there a player that you just don't understand that hasn't gotten in yet, or one that recently has got in that you just vehemently disagreed with?
No, I never disagree with anybody because I think if you get as far as they do, that they're all deserving. Mm-hmm. There's Tutal Jones, who we put into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. He'll be part of the next class. I thought Tutal was deserving a long time. And when I grew up in Waco, I never missed a Cowboy game, not one, till I came to Houston in 76. And so I've always thought Leroy Jordan. I thought Leroy was the epitome of the middle linebacker, but he wasn't Butkus, and he wasn't Nitschke, but I've always thought Leroy Jordan should be in the Hall of Fame.
John, you're the man. A pleasure to speak with you whenever we can. Thank you so much. Keep grinding and enjoy the game Monday night.
Guys, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on. And tell Gavin Spittle I said hello.
Yes, sir. The absolute legend, John McClain on the D&M Leasing Hotline, HoustonTexans.com. You weren't there, Bobby, but I still can't get one image out of my mind with poor John McClain disgraced. Do you know what I'm referring to?
No.
He knew how a TV dinner felt like. That one?
It's a good reference.
He had to sit there for the live radio fight from that Houston station.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've seen the video of him sitting there uncomfortably taking it in.
Yes. Yeah. John was sitting there, and then you got these guys going at it, yelling and screaming, and, oh, my God, I felt so bad for him because he's sitting there like, above that in terms of class level, and they're going at it, getting ready to fight Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
Do you think he's experienced a little bit of that, though, with the Hall of Fame stuff? Like, maybe he's sat there present for some uncomfortable screaming anyway.
That's so why I wish they would air it.
Yeah, they really should. They should absolutely air it.
Honestly, yeah, because I do want to know. I do look at it the same way, like the way the Baseball Hall of Fame, when like people release their ballots. Or, like, I want to know who's in there saying no to Darren Woodson.
Right.
Like, and I want to hear why you're saying no.
Let's hook you up for turning. Oh, Eric Chiafalo has just arrived with the entire family. He has his fan club out here. This guy came up to me and asked me about his Chiafalo. I almost had to close
Chris
down this old
knows
man.
Better. Chris sees Eric every week at AT&T Stadium.
I almost had to suplex this old man out here for all these people. Let's hook you up with some tickets. I'm drowning
in myself. All right, Tolos, right now, call number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets, the Papa Roach and Rise Against at the American Airlines Center on March 23rd. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
All right, we got a special guest for the junk drawer and even more. Mike McCarthy, if you missed him, at 8:40 this morning. Let's go ahead and clean up the week with Chiafalo.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer?
Junk it!
The PABs have arrived.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, these are the PABs.
This is the group text, the neighborhood?
Half of them, yep.
Okay.
The other half is... probably still asleep.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And you guys, are you anticipating that unruly neighbor coming out here? The noise complaint?
We don't
person?
Know. We don't know if the unruly neighbor's. I know who he is. I have pinpointed him. He's going to be here 1 hour. He's going to be here 1 hour. I think he'll be. I don't know that he'll be out here.
I hope
he is.
Follow. What are you doing?
What's
Why
up?
Are you coming out here? You representing yesterday, talking about the brewery for KMC. What led to this morning?
Well, I'm never going to miss a Martin House Brewing opportunity. Only 20 minutes from my place. And then you guys hear Roanoke. I mean, I might as well be Roanoke. I'm 10 minutes from here.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like, I'm not going to miss out on this. My girls can't wait to hop up in the fire trucks as well. So it's like a good something to do in the morning.
And got all the kiddos out here.
All of them.
Right?
All three of them. And wifey.
And
doing
wifey.
It big.
Now, I know she hates the cold, but
she does.
That tells me... she had to get out of the house dealing with everyone every day.
Yes.
She's like,
yes,
I'll go in 40-degree weather. I don't care.
Yeah, she hates the early mornings and the cold weather.
Oh.
But she finds herself here right now, so she's the MVP today. It's
oh,
fantastic.
For two, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, I like these robes you guys got.
Dude, great, aren't they?
They are so – Field Choppy's robe. Feel how soft that is, dude.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's good. Yeah, dude, this was like $18. It was great.
Although made in?
China.
Made in China.
China.
It's a little disappointing, but at least it's red, white, and blue.
That's right, baby. That's what you tell them.
Yeah, it's 18 right now, but Chop, it'll be,
we're gonna have
it'll be
so
30
many tariffs
bucks in a couple
on these
months.
Coming up soon. So many tariffs.
We use tariffs on the road. That's what I shut off. I woke up this morning.
I went Detroit-made robes.
Someone tweeted me, Bobby's going to get canceled on IG Live. I go to the Instagram, and RJ's talking about the tariffs coming on these China robes, and I had to shut it down. I just immediately, you may as well add Chiafalo on the PAB.
Oh,
contest.
I know. I really should.
I mean, 10
we
minutes,
absolutely
you
should.
May as well add him.
Grandfather me in, Chow.
You got it. You're in.
I mean, he
that
would fit in every way.
Yes, he would.
If you know what I'm saying. All right. Are we buying what happened yesterday? Chiafalo, are you excited for Tyson Paul?
Oh, dude. I am fired up.
Right?
Yes.
Did you think about trying to go?
No, just because, like, the view of everything, the expenses of it all, like, I'd rather just sit at home and enjoy it from the recliner.
There's no funny stuff, right, with this Netflix. Like, I'm going to go to my Netflix. And I'm just going
to
be able to
right,
see
able
it, right?
To.
No
yeah.
ESPN Plus crap.
No. You should be good.
No additional.
You should be good to go.
And it's like, that's tonight.
Like the Brady roast. Like it should just be there live, ready to rock and roll for you.
Is
and that
it
is
was?
Tonight.
Like
yeah.
The same way?
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
But you don't have Netflix, Choppy, do you?
I do not have Netflix.
One of the PABs.
One
does,
of the
I'm sure.
PABs has that. We can make it happen.
So, last night during the weigh-in, Jake Paul crawls up to Tyson, stands up. Tyson slaps him in the face. Jake Paul on the mic after.
I didn't even feel it. He's angry. He's an angry little elf. Mike Tyson, I thought that was a cute slap, buddy, but tomorrow you're getting knocked the out. I'm f***ing him up, Belial. I'm f***ing him up. He hits like a f***. It's personal now. It's personal now. He must die.
Now these
that's
two,
that's fake. I changed my mind.
These
again.
Two have fallen
I changed
for
my mind again.
In every boxing fight, Jay Ochoa is shaking his head. In every boxing fight promotion, it's the same blueprint. 48 hours before, They give you the stunt. They give you the fakeness to sucker you in. Yeah. These two have been falling for it. They fell for it yesterday as well. What, that right there made you change your mind? That this isn't real?
That's so fake and over the top.
Yeah.
It's
a little bit over the
top. By the way, I didn't – you just pointed to Jay Ochoa really quickly. He got the shirt that we were talking about getting made.
Yeah, winners
get washed. He got winners get washed.
Wow. That is amazing right there. So, Gio, was this fake yesterday or legit?
I get suckered in too. I'm like these guys. I'm fired up, dude.
I'm definitely more suckered in when it's free.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely in tonight.
Totally.
I'm definitely in. But how real of a fight you think it's going to be? That's the question.
Yeah, that's the question. And I don't know, maybe I'm naive, but I just can't imagine Mike Tyson wants to get embarrassed by a YouTube boxer in front of his family. He talked about how his kids don't even know how awesome he was because they weren't alive for it. This is his time to show that he's special.
You bought it even more than these two.
He's got to prove it to his kids.
He's got to prove it. It's for his legacy. It is. Like he talked about with that little reporter yesterday.
And this is not going to be like the Roy Jones fight. The Tyson-Roy Jones fight was a joke, right? I think they agreed no headshots during the entire fight. You know, Tyson got him. There was no you weren't allowed to have combo punches or whatever. It was like, what are we doing here?
I think this is scripted for Tyson to win in the end. And Jake Paul, pays his respect to the legend. He's being a lot nicer during this than his other, usual boxing fights. So
they did that with Floyd. Logan Paul was talking trash the whole time. And then as soon as the fight was over, he's like, I hated that I had to be a DD all the last couple months. Y'all are my heroes. I love you.
I think the slap was set up. I think Jake
the slap was set up.
I'm going to stand it. Because he took the slap well.
Yeah.
I
think the slap was
what is he? What is he lifting? Let me ask the lift bros over here.
Who, Jake?
Yeah.
Was he lifting or was he putting into his body?
Was he injecting?
Well, I didn't say it.
I don't think Jake's getting like that on just steel.
Do they not test?
I don't think they're testing for this. Because, Mike, look, he's 58 years old. You don't look like that at 58 years old if you're not on some kind of...
You talking about Tyson or Jake?
Both.
Oh, both.
You don't look like that at 58 years old without some kind of testosterone replacement therapy.
So here is here's the interview that went viral. Is this a...
This is a 14-year-old TikTok interviewer. Oh, she is God. A child. This is a child that interviews celebrities and was just trying to come up with her best question for Mike Tyson. And this is why I think Jake Paul might be in trouble. Because Mike Tyson is clearly in an insane mindset with this child. Mm-hmm.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this, I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is I've not heard before someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way?
All right, stop it right there, Peyton. So right there, that would have been hilarious just cutting it off. And going, thank you so much for answering that. But then after the pause, Mike then takes it to a really unnecessarily dark place with the follow-up.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when I get dead? Why do you want somebody, you think somebody really wants to think about you? How, what's the audacity? I think I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? My kids, maybe, or grandkids. Yeah, who the f*** cares?
He's insane.
She's like, true.
It's true.
Point. True.
Well said, Mike. She's 14 years old. She just turned 14.
Man, Iron Mike, baby.
He's dropping F-bombs of like, your life means nothing. You're dead. You're dust. It's very, it's just a heavy dose of nihilism for such a young child from Mike Tyson.
Nihilism.
And he's just like Barkley Teflon. Like, this just adds. Like, no one's going to say, really inappropriate. You shouldn't be doing that. They're just like, oh my God, Mike, you're a legend. You're even more classic.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was accused of, like, he was in jail.
He's given the biggest. Yeah. Eric's daughter sitting here. He's been given the biggest R-word pass in history.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He's been given the biggest pass in history on that. No one remembers.
Yeah.
No one seems to care.
Yeah, and I don't remember
how
it ended. I don't remember how it ended with, like, you know, because he was obviously in jail, but then he was let out. I don't remember how, if he was let out just on time or they found new evidence or whatever. Yeah, no, he went in. But, like, did they find new evidence? That's why I don't remember what
Holyfield needed a challenger. That's basically what it was.
I'm really looking forward to it, though, tonight.
Me too. Me too.
What time do we think this is going to start?
I think 11.
Dude, is it going to be a six-hour undercard? Does it start at, like, 4:30?
No, I think it doesn't start until 7. But we were talking about it last night, and somebody said that they worked at AT&T Stadium, and the fight's not expected to go down until 11.
Is that your chop? Is that your dog over there, Choppy?
We got the firehouse has a dog. Right, and firehouse supposed dog. To have yes. So,
let's let them square up.
they're squaring up right now.
What's that? That
was Peyton's play the drop campaign.
Handicapped dog.
Is that spittle?
Spittle.
Yeah.
It's like let's get these two together. Hopefully that doesn't turn into a White Fang situation. That was a good movie, by the way.
Junk drawer continuing right here on 105.3 The Fan.
All right, so let me get this pulled up here. We had a research study that came out recently on why women like being single more than men do. And I want to get this because I think this is about the dumbest suggestion that's been made in one of these research. We get bad research all the time that's like, you know, that seems like it's explaining away something that's very simple or very easy to understand. And so this one finds that women are much more satisfied with their single lives than men. And are you kidding? That stuns me that women are happy to just sit back, wait for the drink to be bought for them,
yes.
Get wooed, get pursued. Of course, no male is happy being in the single position because all the pressure's on them to go out there and make a move. If you're a woman, why would you prefer anything other than single, I feel like? Because you have it all laid out before you and you know, all comers.
No, it's true. It's well said by you,
you know
Bob.
What I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying.
You really can't disagree with anything you said.
Yeah, what do you think is the financial disparity in terms of, like, drinks, dinners bought for women? Like, we know it's lopsided, but...
Lopsided. It's probably crazy. Less lopsided now than it was 100 years ago, right? But it's definitely lopsided.
Were you ever on an app? Was that before your time?
I never actually, like, met anybody from an app. Whoa. Like, I never actually went on dates from an app.
Where did you and Mary meet?
We met, our friend groups converged in college. She actually went to Byron Nelson High School, that's right here. I went to Northwest, and then sophomore year of college, our friend groups collided.
No, y'all didn't meet in the vaccine line, that's for damn sure.
You're dang right we didn't. And I'm proud. I'm proud of that.
I was trying to think of stuff.
No, myocarditis over here.
No, myocarditis over here.
You met next to the...
It's an E problem, not an E problem.
You met right next to the shop.
Take the reins.
All right, next one here. Yesterday was National Pickle Day. What would you possibly ever consider using dill pickle flavored toothpaste? That is now out. Dude, dill pickle toothpaste.
The obsession, the, like, pickle lovers, they are like they'll do it with anything. They drink the juice, like they're. I mean, Lucius
Kool-Aid
was talking,
pickles.
He was talking about the Kool-Aid pickles yesterday. Where they're soaking them in Kool-Aid and doing all these different things. I don't really understand it. I just fell in love though with the bread and butter pickles. Oh. I just discovered that those are unbelievable. But otherwise, yes.
You like fried pickles?
Fried pickles are phenomenal. The chips over the spears, obviously.
Mm. Yes. You mentioned...
Oh, yeah, way over.
You mentioned Kool-Aid pickles there. I had somebody mention this yesterday to a group of people, and they were stunned nobody had ever heard this. And I definitely need to know if the Fantex has ever heard of this. Have y'all ever heard of Kool-Aid pie?
No.
Mm-mm.
I've never heard of this in my life. And I would to go, like, look it up on ChatGPT. I was like, what is this? And ChatGPT explained it as, oh, it's a popular southern dish. It's like Kool-Aid packets and sweetened condensed milk with, like, it's like a no-bake pie or something. But I had never heard of this. And this person was stunned. Like, how can you live in Texas and not know what that is? It's like, I've never heard of that in my life, ever, anywhere close. Okay, so this was a Nancy Reagan. Her work has finally come to fruition 40 years later, gentlemen.
All right.
There has been a dramatic drop in marijuana use everywhere except Roanoke, I think, from when I hit the sign and smelled all of it. The use of marijuana among youth has dropped to its lowest in over a decade, according to research. But here's the thing
that's shocking.
That's most stunning to me. For the first time in the history of this research, they're finding that teenage girls are reporting more frequent marijuana use than teenage boys. That's the first time in history that it's been tracked where an age demographic of women are using marijuana more than
boys.
Why
would marijuana use drop? Finances?
I don't know. Maybe they're just smoking. People are just smoking things less. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why marijuana use.
Especially now that
teens.
You have the edible side of things, where it's like you don't even. Now you have options. You're like, I don't want to smoke, but.
Well, yeah, but
I
that would. Still that why marijuana would, use,
like,
why right? would?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you would think that would help level things up more, or maybe because it's become so normalized in some places that it's not even that cool.
And why
to
would
do? Like,
girls be smoking more than guys?
That I don't understand. That aspect of it, I can't figure out at all. Like, marijuana use drop. Okay, we see ebbs and flows all the time in different generations the way they approach things, but. For it to be the very first time that any age demographic in the history of the research, this is the first time where teenage girls are doing more. The only thing I think is just they're, you know, coping with the teenage drama life.
Or maybe in the single life, the guys was giving them dime bags.
That's the thing, yeah.
There you go.
They don't have any dime bags, Eric?
No.
I don't believe, can I don't believe they have them.
What's the smallest amount that I can buy that has a name for it? Is it an eighth?
I would say, no, I mean, I guess a G? Like, you could just
one gram.
Are they really selling by the gram?
I'm sure high school kids are absolutely.
How much are grams?
Probably $20.
I don't know. I don't operate in grams, Sean.
Is it eight still? Was it 60?
It was college? Probably about 45.
You were saying 10.
Oh.
Now
$10 a gram.
$10 a gram.
Okay, there you go. That's good.
See, Rhoda.
I do like that, though, that Sean's like, is it still called a dime bag? Does the reefer come in dime bags still?
Reefer? That could be an old
you
phrase.
You do say reefer, don't
jazz
you?
Cabbage.
Did anyone, what'd you say?
Jazz cabbage.
The devil's lettuce.
Did anyone get any great satisfaction out of Dan Quinn losing last night? How Choppy and the analytics nerds took a big fat L from Thursday Night Football. That's next with Chia Fala. We are still live in Roanoke. Stop by, say what's up. As Sean, RJ, and Bobby continue on The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.